KSL News Radio,
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Developing news on KSL, pro-Palestinian demonstrators at the University of Utah say they plan to resume protesting at President's Circle this evening. The university says if it happens, they'll be ready.
If our protest is peaceful, the police will stand back and watch. But as soon as any violation occurs, if a tent goes up, if an encampment comes up, if a trespass into a building, the police have been directed to move in and restore order.
That's University Secretary Chris Nelson. We now know the charges that some of the protesters arrested at the U last night could face in court, and it's a long list of charges. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott begins our team coverage. Protests across America.
Criminal trespass, disorderly conduct, failure to disperse, interference with an arresting officer, and riot. These are some of the offenses police say students were arrested for at last night's protest. One student was seen throwing a water bottle at law enforcement. Another was told multiple times to leave the area but refused. None of the students have been formally charged for these offenses yet. The penalties can range. For instance, for a first offense, disorderly conduct can result in a $750 fine or up to 3 months of jail time. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas says those arrested last night could face harsher consequences if they're arrested for protesting.
They probably won't be booked and released from jail a second time. They'll probably be held.
Skordas says the protesters arrested last night will likely face misdemeanor offenses, not felonies. We have new details this afternoon about the 19 who were arrested last evening at the U. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce continues team coverage.
U officials tell KSL today a full 14 people out of that 19 arrested were not affiliated with the university. Of the remaining five, four were students, one was an employee.
The university says two police officers suffered minor injuries. An organizer of the U of U Gaza demonstration says almost all of the arrested protesters have now been released.
I spoke with Gabby Morita, Metro organizer with Mecha de U of U, a student political organization, for a status update.
17 people who have been released. There were a few that we knew, so they kept us updated.
When I asked Morita how they felt after what went down last night.
Yeah, we just think that the brutality of the police last night was just absolutely ridiculous and disgusting. And it's disgusting that the university allowed that to happen.
We've yet to reach Salt Lake PD for comment. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
U of U President Taylor Randall issued a statement at lunchtime telling those who protested peacefully last night, you were heard. He says the U will continue to support free expression and enforce the rule of law. He's asking everyone to be peaceful in expressing their views at graduation Thursday. The University of Utah will confer more than 9,000 degrees Thursday. The nation's lawmakers are calling on universities to end these encampments on campuses. Maria Chaleos is live, continuing our team coverage at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, House Republicans say they are re-examining funding for universities who they say are putting their students in danger.
As Republican leaders, we have a clear message for mealy-mouthed, spineless college leaders. Congress will not tolerate your dereliction of duty to your Jewish students.
Representative Virginia Fox heads up the House Education Committee. Many of the protests at universities from Massachusetts to California have been peaceful, but there have also been reports of anti-Semitic threats and intimidation at others. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan says he's demanding answers from the Secretaries of State and Homeland Security.
How many have engaged in this activity endorsing or espousing terrorist activity?
Pro-Palestinian protesters in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, were able to remove the American flag from the UNC's quad this afternoon and replace it with the Palestinian one. The school's interim chancellor responded by walking out to the quad personally while the U.S. flag was restored. Hundreds of arrests have been made across the U.S., and demonstrating students have been threatened with suspension and expulsion. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
According to a former police chief, the choice to crack down on a protest, well, It's complicated.
Anytime you're dealing with protests, and especially on a university campus that embraces free speech, and we're going to put a stop to it, you know, somewhat, as Dave said, preemptively, but we're going to take a stop because of the information that we have, and we don't want this thing to escalate. We don't want people to get hurt. We don't want things to be impacted.
That's former Unified Police Chief, Deputy Police Chief Chris Bertram on David Dujanovic this morning. He says the decision to move people out and make arrests in this case was made by the university and top government officials along with public safety officers. KSL News Time, 5:05 now. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
We had an accident northbound I-15 blocking a right lane of traffic in Utah County near Geneva Road going from Orem to Linden. And that is what's caused northbound delays for Utah County drivers. Southbound I-15 also bogged down and slow from American Fork to Linden. We also have a crash for Davis County drivers in Kaysville, westbound 200 North at 200 West. That had been blocking a right lane of traffic, and a left lane blocked with a crash eastbound I-80 at Bangor. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 5:06. Following in the steps of the University of Utah and colleges across the country, USU students are organizing a pro-Palestinian